Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're very glad you're here. And if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. And you know why? Because we got folks like Bob Gordman who join us. Robert Gordman is one of our top salesmanship experts, one of the top customer care experts. He helps us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's been doing this he did it in retail for almost three decades. Then he joined the Gallup organization. He worked with them for a long time, and now he has his own company. His books are called The Must Have Customer, and also his the second book's called The Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. And he talks about in these books, he talks about how to make sure that when you reach out and touch your customers, that they like it and they want to come back. Bob Gordman, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always a pleasure to be here.
You know, Bob, one of the things that I know you want to talk about is helping small business owners get focused. And you know, I'm a small business owner, as are you. And you and I serve small business owners. And before I did what I'm doing now, I used to call on small business owners one-on-one when I was a consultant to small business owners, helping them get their act together and helping them to do some things that they needed to do. And the one thing that I saw was that they had way too many hats to wear and not nearly enough heads to put them on. And there was always something bombarding them, always something hitting them. And they had to really have discipline and focus to spend any time on the handful of things that they had to do that day in order to survive. But yet there was 20 things bombarding them that weren't survival things, but they were loud and squeaky things. How can we help folks focus on what they need to focus on?
Well, you know, it's we're working with a new small business client, and again working. By the way, very successful business, very interesting business, and. But getting to work one-on-one again with somebody with a small business, it was a real wake-up call to realize again what you just described, that the demands are way in excess of the available hours.
Yeah.
Even though small business people notoriously work 60, 70, 80 hours a week, that just isn't enough, and you can't get everything done. And what that helped me to understand, and I'd like to share with your audience this morning, is the idea of that there's three topics, three categories of things that they need to make absolutes in their business that simply are not optional. And if you're going to survive and prosper, these are the three things that at least I believe you have to do. And start off with number one is the one thing that's absolutely critical in your business is managing cash. When you're out of cash, you're out of business. When you're in a business,
you can be out of profit and keep operating, but you cannot be out of cash and keep operating.
Absolutely. So it's one of the things I'd recommend that you think about is, number one, I think every business needs to have an annual budget. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't need to be an elaborate plan, and it doesn't need to be complicated. Today with tools like QuickBooks, it's very simple to do. But at least have monthly, if it's not a sophisticated plan, just at least have monthly a list of where is my cash going to come from? What are the topics that I've got to look at? Where is my cash going to go? And when the month is over, that number at the bottom is a plus. It's a black number, not a red number.
Mm-hmm.
And then simply track that. And, you know, a lot of people don't like budgets, don't like the bookkeeping side of the business. But
it's like homework.
You know, it is like homework, but in this case, it's survival homework.
You got no choice.
Yeah, you really don't have a choice. I have to agree with that. And so think about that as a critical topic, that if I'm going to do one thing with numbers and I'm going to do one thing that I track, it's how much cash is supposed to come in every month, how much cash is supposed to go out every month.
Yep.
And that there's a positive balance.
And don't delegate the ultimate responsibility for that. That's one of the things. If you've got a small business, one of the things that I tell my audience, and have been telling them for a long time, you can delegate a lot of things in your business, but the ultimate responsibility for whether you have cash, you know, you keep the cash flowing, that's got to come back to you. And because ultimately, if you run out of cash, you're the one who's got to go get it, wherever that is. 20 till. Right back with our good friend Robert Gordman, the author of The Must-Have Customer.
My parents live in the same small town. Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
We're back. It's 17 till. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members, the newsletter and the blog, all the things that we do here to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, W-I-Z. We get small business answers now. And remember, on both of our websites, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, you get to come in and hang out with us, use our stuff, no cost or trouble at all. So check it out. Use it to your advantage. And you find a lot of stuff there that Bob Gordman has deposited with us over the years. And we're very happy to have his contribution to our Brain Trust and to you. So go back and take advantage of some of the things that he's taught us over the last few years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And by the way, folks, Bob is the author of Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot, Building Sustained Profitable Growth, and also The Must-Have Customer, wherever books are sold. Bob, we're talking about three main tips that you want to offer us, that you want to recommend that small business owners focus on to make sure that they stay on track. And the first one is the cash flow thing. And you know, as I said before we went to the break, you can delegate a lot of things, but I will. And I'll tell you, folks, I was not all that good a delegator. I'm learning to become a better delegator, Bob. But
that's
one
good,
of the
Jim.
Things that I don't delegate, somebody else manages my accounting, somebody else manages my accounts payable, and they take care of a lot of details of the accounts receivable, but ultimately I track the cash flow. And I learned this the hard way, Bob. When your accountant walks into you and says, "Hey, boss, we're out of cash. The checks that you have been written are not going to be covered." Or when you get a call from your banker and they say, "Hey, Jim, you got checks in today that you don't have the money to cover. What do you want to do about it?" You're the one who has to come up with the cash, or lock up the doors and go home. Now, if that doesn't make Bob, if that doesn't make projectile sweat pop out on your forehead, I don't know what it takes.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and unfortunately, many people learn that the hard way, and that is the call comes from the banker. So if you want to avoid that day, which is a really, really bad day.
It's ugly. It's,
do it right.
Trust me, I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. It is ugly. And that was in a former life. And I don't, you know, I think it's important, Bob, for people like you and me to admit that, you know, that we haven't, you know, we haven't always had our cornflakes together. And when we talk about these things, we're trying to give people the benefit of our experience and to prevent that. And just one quick thing that, Bob, on this, make sure that if you're out of cash, that you make the phone call. If you're out of cash, a phone call will be made. Make sure that phone rings from you to your banker, not from your banker to you. Because by the time the banker calls you, you're already upside down. You may not get out of that.
And when you call that banker, it's not just to inform them you're out of cash.
Yeah.
It's to inform them you're out of cash, and what do you plan to do about it?
You need some help.
Yeah, you got to present the action plan. Don't wait for them to tell you, okay, in 48 hours you need to deposit X. You need to tell them what you're going to do, and you've got it under control.
And if you you've done a good job of budgeting, like Bob talked about earlier, here's what you do. And I got to where I could do what I do. I've been doing this now for several years. You know, I would call my banker in May, or maybe earlier, and I say, banker, in August, I'm going to have a 30-day period where my collections and my payables are going to be out of sync. I'm going to need some cash for about 30 days, probably around the 1st of August. Now, this is maybe 6 months in advance. They like that kind of business. They like it when you do that. And so get to the point where you can do that. And you can do that if you stick to Bob's budgeting ideas like he talked about. All right, Bob, what's next?
Well, number two, Jim, revolves around customers. And this is really a two-parter. And that is, for any business to survive and grow, you need, number one, new customers. You need a flow of new customers, just like you need cash flow. And number two, you got to make sure that the customers you have are absolutely satisfied. Again, this is a critical success factor. If this is not happening, your business is not going to grow and prosper. So here, very often, an entrepreneur is not good at both aspects of this.
Mm-hmm.
They may be great at one, but not both. And the point is if you can recognize the fact that you're not great at either generating new customers, you're simply not a good sales guy, or B, satisfying customers, you're not great on the customer service side, but you're terrific at selling, you got to have some help.
Or you might be good at both of those things, but not so good at collecting the money.
Correct, which goes back to point number one.
Yeah.
But on these two, you've got to have new customers, and you got to have customers that love you, which generally generates new customers.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be willing to admit to yourself when the day comes, well, you know, maybe I'm great at one and not so good at the other, and I need to find some way of shoring myself up, because this has to happen. It's
and I'm going to take it one step further, Bob, and say that whatever it is that you're not good at, find out what that is. It's okay, folks. You're not perfect. I mean, only Bob and I are actually perfect and capable of everything. So you're not, and so... So identify what those things are and hire somebody to take that up, to take that part of the job.
Yeah, and that person you hire may be part-time, maybe somebody that works a few hours
yeah.
a week, which may work for your business. You don't need to hire a major payroll addition.
And Bob, it's not fun being perfect. It's a burden, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough, but you learn to live with it.
Well, you learn to live with it. So, folks, you don't want to be like Bob and me, I promise you. Tin Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you?
That's not Elvis.
Step on my blue suede shoes.
It's Carl Perkins. He sang it first. Let's give him his due. The late, great Carl Perkins. 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Robert Gordman. Bob, give us your website and tell us how we can contact you.
Our website is Gordman Group, GORDMAN Group.com.
And they can find your books there, right?
Yeah, can find our books there. We also have some free research that we've done that we provide to our friends. So stop by and visit, and particularly the one that might be of interest to our group this morning is the National Shopping Behavior Study that we do every year, and there's an executive summary that's there for you.
And, for that's free?
And that is free, yes.
Thank you, Bob, for making that available for free. See how hard I work for your money, folks? I try to get all this free stuff for you. And you can get that at Gordman, G-O-R-D-M-A-N, GordmanGroup.com. Don't forget his books, The Must-Have Customer, and also The Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. Bob, the first, you had three tips for us today. The first one was make sure you manage your cash flow, and my add-on to that is don't delegate that. Number two, and budgeting, too. Got to do the budgeting. You can't manage cash flow without budgeting. Number two is find out what you're not good at and hire somebody to be good at that. And number three, what's that?
Well, number three, I wish I could take credit for, but I'm going to pass one along from Al Laffley, who is the CEO of Procter & Gamble, one of the biggest corporations in the world.
And, out of Cincinnati.
Yep, just released a great book, and one of the treasures in his book is Treasure Your Complaints. And I thought, what a great idea that was.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're very valuable. Complaints are like gold. Can be, if you handle them properly, complaints can be gold.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's kind of a normal human reaction that somebody complains and you become a little defensive.
It's like a rejection.
Yeah. And it's tough to take complaints sometimes, but I think his recommendation is so great that if you listen carefully and you try to understand what's generated the complaint, use it to make your business better.
Well, if a customer has taken the time to make a complaint, they've actually, you know, they could have just left. They could have just walked away and said nothing, and many customers will. And so any customer that comes back to you and says, I'm not happy, this didn't work out right, whatever, that person is actually your best friend at that moment.
Well, they're certainly your teacher. They're there to help you make your business better.
Mm-hmm. But instead, not only do we sometimes react negatively to the message, we act negatively to the messenger.
Yeah, human nature, it's a tough thing. And by the way, kind of the corollary to that, you know, the complaints are great, and you can learn a lot from them. But at the same time, getting feedback from your customers is so simple and so inexpensive, whether it's if you send out statements or bills, you know, a quick little postcard in there to get some feedback, or if you have checkouts at retail environments, having a prepaid postcard to come back to you. Compliments are a great learning tool, too. So if you make it easy for your customer to give you feedback, it's invaluable. It'll absolutely improve your business at virtually no cost.
Right, absolutely. And so you need to be polling your customers for a lot of things, Bob, not only their feedback, their answers, but also their email addresses.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can be building an email list, so you can reach out and touch these folks, and that's one great way to poll them, to ask them what they think.
Yeah, and you know what, Jim? I tell you, if you want a great tool, as a matter of fact, we're using it now extensively. I'd recommend that everybody take a look at a website called Zoomerang, Zoomerang.com.
All right.
And Zoomerang.com, it's a research website, and they have a service that's free. It's limited, but it's free. And if you've got an email list, you can use their tool to send a questionnaire to your email list at no charge.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing.
These are the kinds of tools, folks, that the new technology that's really helping things. Go ahead, Bob, quickly.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we just ran a survey over the weekend, and we did a national survey, and we're able to get 500 interviews just over the weekend.
Wow. That's a lot of interviews. That's a lot of national polls don't have any more people responding than that. Bob.
Yeah, so if you've got an email list, check out Zoomerang. It's a great tool.
Thanks, Bob. Robert Gordman, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate it, Bob. We'll see you next time. Good job today.
Take care, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when an opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.